So, Matt, just talk about your experience yesterday with Exaggerator in the Kentucky Derby.
Well, it was an amazing experience. It was truly just nothing that you can ever describe. I mean, being my first time to have a horse in the Kentucky Derby and trying to make history with Keith and Kent was really, really special. But getting second, we're sure proud of that.
What was it like watching the stretch run of the Derby?
Oh, it was unbelievable. I mean, I thought we were going to get him, but we didn't, you know. So I didn't get to see the replays, but but heard he got checked in the corner a little bit, and so hey, maybe we can get him next time.
So it sounds like it's on to the Preakness.
If he comes back healthy, I mean, it looks like, from what I've understood, he's already ready and ready to roll again. So hopefully that's the way we're going, but you know, we're just gonna let the horse tell us what's going on.
Your first Derby, was it like you expected, or is it the kind of thing you can't even imagine till you're in it?
You cannot even imagine. You can't, I mean, you can't put it in words. It's, for a horse racing and an owner, it's the ultimate.
What was it like that you couldn't imagine that happened? Is it just sort of your feeling?
I mean, walking in front of, you know, 60-something thousand, second largest crowd, and people cheering, you know, Exaggerator on, and, you know, and seeing us as owners and cheering us on, and was really exciting. Being in the paddock, just seeing the build up of the day, the crowd continues to grow. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like a great prize fight. I mean, heck, that's what I think we're fighting Muhammad Ali with Nyquist, but it was still, I mean, but. Maybe we can get him next time.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali even got beat on occasion.
Yeah, he did at the end, so maybe we can get him. You know, Exaggerator's growing. He's still getting bigger, and looks like he's better, no worse after this race. So hopefully everything turns out good.
You've taken on Nyquist at 7/8, at a mile and a 16th, and now at a mile and a quarter. What do you think, how do you turn the tables on him?
You know, I don't know. I mean, you got to have a clean trip. You know, we come off the pace. We're not really a front running style horse. We can run on the front side, but that's not really our style. That's not the way Keith trains them. So that being said, you know, you just have to be blessed and have a clean trip. I think if we would have had a clean trip, it might have been a little bit closer. But I don't know. Nyquist is a heck of a horse, so can't say that being 8-0 and you know, we've had Swipe and Exaggerator run against him, and I think we've finished second to him all 7 or 8 times. So I can't say, you know, it's an amazing record, but hey, we're knocking on the door, and I'm really proud of Keith and Kent and the whole team, and, you know, from Julie, Victor, Manuel, all the guys here. So it's been a true blessing to be here and very humbled.
Are you itching for another crack at Nyquist?
Sure.
Do you think next time's the charm?
Sure.
Ninth time's the charm?
I mean, 9 times the charm, 10 times the charm. I don't know. We'll just keep on knocking at him. So we're not, I'll tell you one thing, we're not scared of him, you know. So we're not going to dodge him.
Well, it's just great to have a horse that belongs in the same races as him.
I mean, we've got the second best horse in the country right now.